You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we have a lot to talk about. Apparently, another study has revealed that stress causes cancer, but how? There's a gene that anxiety could possibly switch on. We are so screwed. We are so screwed. So I guess we're going to talk about how to fight this and not succumb. I hate that word, succumb, but it's something I could say without a lisp. Succumb to cancer based on all the stress we're dealing with. Many of you wear these teeth grills. I guess Madonna was sporting a teeth grill. It's like, I guess, fancy, blingy, not dentures, braces. And I guess these things are found to ruin your teeth, cause gum disease, and possibly poisoning. So I'm not really too sure about these grill things. Remember Ryan, is it Lochte? Remember at the Olympics he wore one that had the American flag? And we all thought that was really, really cool. And then news broke that he pees in the pool, and then we didn't think he was so cool anymore. Those. Linda Rodstadt, many of us remember her from the 80s, 67 years old now, cannot sing due to Parkinson's. Pretty sad because she was phenomenal. Hit Me With Your Best Shot was Pat Benatar, right? No. Joan Jett was I Love Rock and Roll. I always mix them up. Linda Rodstadt, I don't know why I can't think of some of her famous songs. You're No Good, I think, was one of them. You're No Good. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's not one of them. It's just I remember being told that when I was younger. Okay, and then I guess the CDC is suggesting the use of brain-eating bug meds. I guess they have taken a stand, and if your brain is being eaten by a bug, they now suggest medicines for that. Thank you, CDC. We were all waiting for your ruling on that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was, by the way, a very interesting headline. Apparently, people that go to gym lose 30% of their workout by talking to other people, drinking their water, untangling their headphones. So only 39 minutes of every hour is actually spent on exercise. Some people spend up to 10 minutes screwing around with their iPhone. So whether you're filling your water bottles or talking or whatever, you guys are losing some valuable time. Now, as much as I love gyms, I live in Las Vegas, and I think we have some phenomenal gyms. I used to work out at the Gold's Gym near Sand Hill on the east side of town when I was in college. I loved that gym because it wasn't really a meat market. It was for people who were really serious about working out. So I didn't have to dress up, you know, trying to show off my double D's. I could just, you know, work out. I was around people who worked out. Nobody was really checking each other out. They were just working out. It was really, well, maybe I wasn't checked out because I really wasn't that good looking at the time, but that's neither here nor there. So I was always a big fan of Gold's Gym. I haven't been to any of the other gyms recently because I have my own workout equipment at home. So I don't have to talk to anybody. I could just, you know, start working out. I could go on my treadmill. I could go on my elliptical. I could do my abs or whatever. And I don't have to worry about talking to somebody about my day, talking to somebody about politics, talking to somebody about the show, right? Giving autographs. You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, can I have your autograph? Well, sometimes. I mean, in theory, it could happen to the gym. It could happen. So, many of you don't go to the gym because you think you don't have enough time of the day. Well, of course not. If you're screwing around talking to people, right, you know, well, another reason why I don't go to the gym is, you're a doctor. Can you look at this? I am sick and tired of looking at people's rashes, especially in the groin area, when I'm out to eat. or I'm just trying to do my thing at Walmart. So a lot of doctors, if they go to the gym, they go incognito because we just want to go to the gym and get the hell out. You know, now if somebody started paying us a copay at the gym, then maybe we're talking. But it's really hard to give free medical advice when you're sweating, huffing, and puffing, and you're trying to keep your puppies in line. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 32% of people admit they regularly interrupt their routines to chat with other people at the gym. Now, okay, mind you, I get it. It is a social thing. You know, when we look at Weight Watchers and why Weight Watchers is so successful, Weight Watchers is successful because there's other people there, and it's a little bit of a social thing. So I get that. You know, you want to be social, and I want you to be social. But don't be screwing up other people's workouts, okay? And, by the way, here's a little trick of the trade. If you're working out and you're all sweaty and you're not wearing makeup, you really don't want somebody looking at you. Capiche? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is back in the news giving us some tips for success. Apparently, he has a weekly radio show. I don't know if his ratings are higher than mine. My guess, yes. I mean, whose isn't? And I guess a caller asked him to share his tips on getting ahead. Okay? And even though, you know, he's all proud of himself with the whole soda cups and gun control, etc., you know, he said making trips to the bathroom, okay, is something for wimps. Okay? I guess hold it. I didn't really listen to what he said, but I have a big problem with many of you holding your urine. Now, holding your farts, remember I told you if you got the loot toot, don't be doing that. Okay? If you got a toot, toot. Don't be holding that in. Well, sure the hell don't hold in your urine. You hold in your urine, you can get bladder infections. So I don't know what he's talking about, okay? I think you think better when you go to the bathroom. You know, when I was younger in Sunday school, they taught us that you have to go to the bathroom before you pray. And it's not because it's a ritual thing. It's because you're not supposed to be thinking about your bladder or your butt while you're trying to pray to God. So you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, and then you pray. You see? So I say go to the bathroom. 1-877-DOC-DALI, how do you relieve stress? What advice can you give us to lower stress so we don't get cancer? 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're supposed to do with those round things that come under your shirt by your shoulder. I think they're, you know how you have those plastic things under your shirt? They're like little thin round things that I guess are supposed to hold on to the hanger. But whenever you wear a blouse, it comes out over the shoulder. I'm kind of wearing the top right now because I'm supposed to be heading over to a bar mitzvah after this. And I mean, if you cut them, then you can't hang the shirt on the hanger. So you're supposed to keep them, right? But the problem is if I keep them, they always... somebody can tell me what the hell to do with these things, because they're driving me crazy. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dan, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in coast to coast. Talk Superstation, XM Satellite, KDWN, and all our affiliates that listen so diligently. The show is also moving to iHeartRadio sometime soon. Pretty exciting stuff, guys. Pretty exciting stuff. Of course, you can always catch us online at DrDahlia.com, at GCNLive.com, on your iPhone app, on your Android app. Dr. Dahlia is everywhere. I know. Nauseating, isn't it? Okay, so we have a study that's come out where researchers think that stress causes a master switch gene that will fuel cancer. Okay, this is kind of confusing for some of us, okay? But let me kind of walk you through it. A team at Ohio State University says our bodies turn cancer against us by turning on a master switch gene known as ATF3. Isn't ATF like a like ATV? ATF3, which is expressed in response to stressful conditions in all types of cells. Okay, so for you medical students out there, you know how I told you whenever I was in medical school, I was trying to figure out how the hell to remember all this stuff? Do that. ATF3. If you want to remember that gene, right, apparently it's a master switch gene that is expressed in response to stressful conditions. Think about three ATVs, three, and somebody saying ATF, like WTF, and because they're stressed. Right? You see, get that picture in your mind, and then you can remember ATF3. I'm going to quiz you guys next week on that. You know, I didn't give you guys a pop quiz today because you guys failed so miserably last week. You really blew it, by the way, last week. Okay, so anyway, this ATF3, I guess usually it causes normal and benign cells to commit suicide if they decide they have been irrevocably damaged. But cancer cells coax immune system cells recruited to the site of a tumor to express this ATF3. I'm confused. If you all figured this out, fine. They say they don't know how, but the gene promotes the immune cells to act erratically and give cancer an escape route to other areas of the body. So Professor Tsan-Win Hai said if your body does not help cancer cells, they can't spread as far. So really, the rest of the cells in the body help cancer cells move to set up shop at distant sites. And one of the unifying themes here is stress. That sucks. That really sucks because, I mean, I'm stressed out now. What, I mean, you know, we got bills to pay coming up next month. I am just stressed. Tsan-Win Hai is a woman. She says her researchers first linked the expression of ATF in immune system cells to where, I don't know if she's single. How am I supposed to know that? Her researchers first linked the expression of ATF3 in immune system cells to worse outcomes among a sample of 300 breast cancer patients. Okay, can I just stop you right here? If you knew you had breast cancer, wouldn't you be stressed? All right. She says the cancer cells were always the same, but we had different hosts. The primary tumors were similar in size, but only in the host that could express the ATF3 stress gene did the cancer cells metastasize efficiently. Okay, so find an ATF blocker. This is easy. Find an ATF blocker, block the sucker, and then hopefully our body doesn't help the cancer spread. So I think what I bet all this is for, if I could throw a little political spin on this, is somebody wants to make us think this is all our fault because if this is self-induced, Obamacare doesn't have to pay for it, right? Oh, come on, that's not a far stretch. Think about it. If you don't lead a stress-free lifestyle, and you have stress, then God forbid you could get cancer, just like the whole obesity thing. Well, if you made yourself obese, we shouldn't have to pay for it. You see where they're going with this? You see? Yet, I don't understand, because if you're having sex, right, yet you're having sex without protection, we have to pay for your birth control. I don't really get this whole responsibility thing. It's kind of not very consistent. Inconsistent, if you ask me. Okay, so anyway. So, if stress is our fault, and cancer is all our fault, like, I know that's not what they're saying. Okay, what could we do to relieve stress? Tell the in-laws to move out. Very good. Telling the in-laws to move out, very easy to do. I know people say easier said than done. It's really not, you know? I mean, I love my mom to death. She wants to move in with us. I'm like, no. Well, let me teach you. Let me teach you guys how to do that, okay? If a family member wants to move in with you, okay, watch what I do. No. That's it. It's one syllable. You don't have to go into, well, you know, I just love you so much that I won't be able to concentrate on my daily activities because I am just, you know, so happy that family is nearby. Just say no. And that's it. You don't have to give an answer. You could plead the fifth. You could do whatever you want. You could say no. Okay, now what else can you do to relieve stress? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I went over this list with some of you guys before because this is very interesting. One of you asked me about passion flower. Now, I thought passion flower was supposed to be something that kind of made you horny, right? Made you passionate, but it isn't. I guess passion flower, according to Fox News, was a folk remedy that would treat anxiety and insomnia, because what it does is it increases your GABA levels, your gamma aminobutyric acid. I know, thinking about naming your next kid something, name them GABA aminobutyric acid. Now, what that does is it lowers some of the activity of the brain cells, makes you feel more relaxed. Now, I don't know where the hell you get passion flower. I mean, my guess is you'd have to probably go to like a Trader Joe's or a, or some sort of a, I don't know, botany place. I doubt they grow. I live in Vegas, so I don't think a lot of flowers grow in our backyards. Very hot out here. So you could get it through infusions, teas, extracts, tinctures. Not recommended for children who are pregnant or nursing. Well, pregnant women are the ones that can't sleep. When I was pregnant, I couldn't sleep. I was anxious. I was about to have a 7-pound kid come out of my vagina. Don't you think I would deserve a little passion flower? No. No, do not mix it up with a passion fruit vodka with splash of Sprite mix. No, you can't do that when you're pregnant. Okay, so anyway, Dr. Manny from Fox News recommends that. Then massage. Now, I don't get a lot of massages. I probably should. And one of the reasons why I don't get massages is I don't want to drop my wall type of thing, you know, lower my protective wall while somebody is next to me and I'm naked. You know what I mean? So if I, you know, because whenever you go for a massage, they make you take off your clothes. Well, that's anxiety producing as it is. I know some of you really dig going to the spa and really dig getting massages. I don't like to be naked in front of other people. It's hard enough to be naked in front of my husband. And I think it's hard enough on my husband to be naked. So, I know we keep in the medical community and just out there, we keep telling you to go and get a massage. But the problem is for a lot of us, we really don't want to be naked. Then these massage therapists, they're really good. It's really therapeutic. But for somebody like me that has trigger points on our muscle, I could technically qualify for fibromyalgia. But when I have these trigger points or these tender points on my trapeziums and my rhomboids and my quadratus lumborum and, you know, in my big gluteus maximus, that sucker hurts. So I have never found a massage really stress relieving. I know they do relieve stress. Just for somebody like me, wouldn't work. Meditation, I'm a huge fan of. I don't do it, but I'm a huge fan of it. 15 to 30 minutes a day. If you need to meditate about something, meditate about my show. Exercise is what I do. I try and exercise my butt off. And exercise, I think, is very, very helpful. But then I get nervous that I spent all that time exercising and I lost that big part of the day. So, you know, make sure you get all your crap done and then exercise, or exercise first thing in the morning. But to reduce stress, a big thing is organizing your life. Organize things. Losing your keys, the bra strap breaking, not having tampons when your period comes. These things are extremely stressful. You don't need that stuff. And one moment of stress is enough to mess with a cancer cell. It is. Okay? Of course, eating healthy, vitamins, B vitamins, but good food. Don't be just popping vitamins. Make sure you eat foods like beans, peas, nuts, liver, eggs, aromatherapy, get sleep, and get the hell off the internet. Don't be going to bed with the internet. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there! freezedryguy.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wants me to just sing to the music. Oh, there we go. Oh, you guys are like, no. No, now we gotta listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. This sucks. You know what it is? I think what it is the poor guys that, you know, have to deal with my show 16 hours a week. 16 hours a week. You know, I think what happens is they're just like, I can't listen to Dr. Dahlia anymore. Can we please just put the music on? No, they're good guys out there. Okay, over the break, Michael wanted to know, how is Obama's college plan going to affect UNLV? Now, I don't really like to talk about local stuff that much because my show is national. It's actually global. Ooh. But, you know, I'm from UNLV. So anything that has to do with UNLV, ooh, I'm there to protect it. I mean, I love UNLV. And I'm sure many of you have colleges in your area that you're really, really proud of. And you want to know what the hell is going on with this new President Obama plan where there's going to be a college scorecard or a rating plan. And this can be very, very detrimental to UNLV because Las Vegas is recovering much slower from the recession than other cities. So if the scorecard, and I'll tell you kind of what it's based on, you know, is based on people getting jobs out here in Vegas, you know, after graduating from UNLV, you know, that could kind of screw UNLV up. And I think UNLV is one of the most phenomenal schools in the country. Go Rebels. So, and I would really love to hear from you guys on what you think should be done about the rising college costs. I talked about this the other day on what I think should be done because this is a complete cluster. The colleges get more and more expensive. We keep borrowing more and more and more. The government have to spend more and more on loans and grants. We start to have too many people with college degrees. A college degree starts to really mean nothing for a lot of jobs because too many people have the degree, so you don't stand out anyway. So now you're $80,000 in debt plus, right? The taxpayer is paying for all these grants and loans, and it's just one big cluster. And what's making this more of a cluster is now this scorecard. Apparently, what this system is supposed to be is it's a rating system of colleges and universities based on their quote-unquote value. And the rating system is supposed to be developed by the 2015 school year using metrics such as the percentage of students receiving Pell Grants, low-income students, the average student debt incurred by graduates. I'm reading this from the Los Angeles Times. Graduation rates, average tuition, and graduate incomes. How the hell are you supposed to rate a university on the income the graduate gets when we're in the middle of a depression? I don't even want to call it a recession. Why is the college responsible for your graduate income? That makes no sense. Well, I think what they're trying to say, you know, like a lot of law students, you know, we've heard have to get jobs at Macy's folding shirts, so to speak, because they can't get a job as a lawyer because there's too many lawyers. I've been telling you there's been too many lawyers for years, but nobody listens to me. So I think that's probably what they're saying. Okay, it's not your entry-level management position at the WIN, so to speak. It's probably if you had to go and I don't know, like I said, fold shirts, that income would be then calculated into this ranking system. Now, I could never get a job folding shirts because I can't fold. I think whoever works at Macy's is phenomenal because I don't know how they get the clothes to look that nice and crisp and aligned. There's an art to that. So I don't know what they make, but they should probably be making more than they make. So you're looking at this as if they are going to be rating colleges based on how many students get federal grants, what the student debt is, what the tuition cost is, then it's going to not rank by, I guess, quality of teachers, quality of education. You know, I got a phenomenal degree at UNLV. I had a phenomenal experience at UNLV. It was a biology degree. Okay? So my postgraduate income was zero because I went on to medical school. And I went on to medical school at the UNR and then UCLA. So UNLV, I think, was one of the most phenomenal colleges out there. But if you're going to try to rate it on my postgraduate income from UNLV, I made zero for the first 4 years because I was in medical school. Then when I was resident, I think I averaged 79 cents an hour. So you see how stupid that is? That makes no sense. Obama supposedly supposed to ask Congress to pass legislation giving students at higher rated colleges larger grants and more affordable loans starting in 2018. Now, am I a little nervous about our tax-paying dollars going to thousands upon thousands of dollars for college degrees that may not even help people? I think our system is completely screwed up, just like our healthcare system. This is what I was talking about yesterday. Okay, I think insurance is ridiculous. You go to the doctor and they charge an inflated rate. The inflated rate gets knocked down by the insurance company, and the insurance company pays the doctor crap. But the doctor doesn't lower the inflated rate because they're hoping somebody with better insurance or cash pays more than what the insurance pays, because the doctor can't live on what the insurance pays. Why don't we just get insurance out of the equation? Doctors charge $25 a visit. Okay? You see the doctor. If you need some fancier tests, hopefully those are cheaper too. You come up with payment plans. The medicines aren't $500 a month. And we just get this whole inflated rate out of there. Same thing with college. Why are college educations $100,000 plus? Why are some of these degrees 5 years? Well, I guess part of this plan is trying to get some colleges to make a 3-year program. Maybe an income-based student loan debt repayment plan. It makes no sense to me that you have to go into debt to pay for college just to come out of college and still be in debt. That makes no sense to me. Why aren't college classes cheaper and we get the whole student loan thing out of there? Now, what's already happening is people are taking online courses. They're saying, to hell with this. Okay, I don't want to be in debt. I can't borrow. I can't satisfy the loan requirements. I'm just going to do my stuff online. So colleges are going to get hurt both ways. They're going to get hurt by the scorecard, which is stupid, and they're going to get hurt by competition coming in saying, screw this. If college is too expensive, just do our courses online. Now, some jobs will take the online course. Some won't. But isn't the system so inflated? I told you guys about my story about UNR and UCLA for medical school. I did my last year at UCLA for medical school. UNR was flipping amazing. And one of the reasons why UNR was amazing is because in Las Vegas, we had such a shortage of doctors that the medical students were jumping in doing a lot. So by the time I was a fourth-year medical student, I'd already delivered babies, done hysterectomies, appendectomies. When I was at UCLA training, and I offered to jump in and help, because you actually got yelled at in Nevada if you didn't jump in and help. At UCLA, they said, what are you doing? You're a medical student. You don't get to sew in the drain. So even though UCLA is a phenomenal school, my education at UNR rocked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Linda from Ventura writes, Doctor, you mentioned periods a little while ago. What do you suggest for heavy periods? I'd love for you to call in because I want to get a little bit more information on you. When it comes to heavy periods, I suggest transgender surgery. I've come to realize that being a woman sucks. And I know Manning wants the army to pay for his transgender surgery. And even though we all had a big beef with that one, I got to tell you, man, I'm supposed to be getting my period soon, and I am not looking forward to it. I'm getting sick of this every damn month. Really? Every month. The only reason why I'm not upset about it is because the kids are going back to school on Monday, and I'm in such euphoria about that that it's going to be a happy week no matter what. I mean, nothing's going to get me down next week because the kids are finally flipping back at school. So, amen. Gosh, it was a long summer, wasn't it? Lord have mercy. Long summer. Okay, so let's say you have heavy periods. I know some of you men are like, oh, man, I got to hear this girly stuff. You know, believe it or not, you guys are very involved with the whole period thing. Okay, as much as you don't want to admit it, a woman's period involves the whole gosh darn family, right? Even the sanitation service. It involves the cable guy. It involves sanitation, plumbers. When the woman of the house has her period, the whole family gets involved. So some of you men that are a little bit more savvy are probably listening to this going, I better tune in. Because when my wife has a bad period, right, the whole house is turned upside down and I can't even function. So, all right, my suggestion is to figure out why they're so bad. Now, one of you had asked me a few months ago, what is supposed to be the normal period? Okay, so basically it's supposed to, you know, day one is when your estrogen slowly starts to rise of your cycle. Okay, and the estrogen has to slowly rise and then kind of peak mid-month so that you pop out an egg, right? You pop out an egg and you ovulate. The egg goes through the fallopian tube hoping to find some sperm there. If there's no sperm in the fallopian tube, right? Because you don't get impregnated usually in the uterus. You get impregnated up in the fallopian tube. So the egg and the sperm come back down if you're pregnant. Okay? Hopefully by then progesterone is built up. You have a nice, cushy, juicy home for the fertilized egg. It could bounce around, be all happy, and then later you're pregnant. But for most of the time, we don't get pregnant. So the egg is all alone, and then the egg comes down the fallopian tube and then falls into the uterus. Now, it's still nice and squishy for the uterus because there's the progesterone that built up the lining. But when the body senses that there is no fertilized egg, it says, well, to hell with this. I'm not making any more progesterone. I'm going on my union break. So as your body goes on its union break, it doesn't make as much progesterone to maintain the lining. So then the lining starts to slough. And it takes the egg that didn't get fertilized, and then it goes all over your pants. Or, I mean, it's supposed to go into a tampon or a maxi pad or a toilet. Okay? Oh, man. Remember the 80s? White pants. Who the hell came up with white pants when we were going through puberty? That was a sick, cruel joke. You notice white pants have never been as big as they were in the 80s? Somebody got smart. They were like, this is stupid. Okay, so that's supposed to happen then between, what, 25 and 30 and day 30 or 22 and day 28. Bleed for 5 to 7 days. Some of you, I only have a 3-day period, Dr. Dahlia. I don't even want to hear from you. Just get the hell out of my face. All right, so basically about maybe 5-7 day period. Then end of the month, start day one again. And it happens all over again. And we women and our eggs and our fallopian tubes go through that whole thing. And if you don't think that little egg has an arm and scrapes down the fallopian tube, you got another thing coming. Okay, now, some of us have other issues going on. Maybe the progesterone never hit the height that it needed to. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm talking about some basic physiology here for those of you who have your medical boards coming up. And you don't maintain the uterus lining, so you just keep sloughing all month long. Or you don't have enough estrogen to help beef things up as well. So, you know, if you have some hormonal abnormality, that could be an issue. Some of you may never have a period because you just don't ovulate. So you could go for months without a period. But then you start gaining weight, and you don't know what the hell is going on. And so that's another thing we have to... I mean, there's tons of different things that could happen hormonally. But when a woman comes to me saying, my periods are heavy, first I tell her, you're not going to get any sympathy from me, girlfriend. Okay, you talk about heavy periods. We're talking Niagara Falls every month. Okay, but then I realize I got to do my job because she paid her copay. So I like to check for a bleeding disorder. Some of these young girls that come in having heavy periods, that's the first sign we're able to pick up that they're hemophiliac, right? or they have a plating disorder, or they have a, you know, so I will always run a blood test to check for that. Then I run a blood test for hormones. Then I make sure they're not pregnant, because sometimes pregnant people will just bleed throughout, okay? Maybe it's a heavy period because they're miscarrying. And then we like to order an ultrasound to see what's going on with the lining. Now, I work with some great gynecologists in town. My gynecologist, Dr. Kirsten Rogers, right? You know, she ultrasounds me all the time because my uterus is like, I mean, it's like a hose. And you know, it's easy. It's not as uncomfortable as people think. And so a lot of times she'll ultrasound the patients for me, take a look and see what the hell is going on with the lining. And I'm sorry if I'm saying what the hell, but usually when people come in, you know, bleeding like Niagara Falls, they don't go, oh, I'm curious as to what's going on. They're like, what the hell is going on? And we want to know what the hell is going on because we got to clean our floors. So we do the ultrasound, and then we see what's going on. Do you have fibroids, which is extra muscular tissue? Do you have increased lining? Are you just forming increased lining over and over and over again? Are you starting to form some sort of endometrial cancer? Are you bleeding because it's coming from the cervix? So there's a variety of things we need to look at. Even though most of the time it's hormonal and not cancer, we always look at that. So for anybody with heavy periods, okay, before you go on Craigslist trying to find somebody to do your hysterectomy, go to the doctor first. Now, maybe some of us need a hysterectomy. Lord knows I do. The only reason why I haven't gotten a hysterectomy yet is I have no idea when I could take the time off. Now, they do hysterectomies a variety of ways. They do the abdominal hysterectomy, which is the older way, where they could take everything out through the abdomen. And then they have the vaginal hysterectomy. Now, one advantage of a vaginal hysterectomy, they say, is you have less scarring. Now, I don't know about you all, but I'm sure I'll notice the scar down there. But anyway, but vaginal hysterectomies, I mean, you don't know. I mean, you know, with Obamacare, I may not be able to, you know, stay in medicine. I may have to think of other jobs, and I want to make sure I don't have scars in any of my body parts. But it's supposed to be easier recovery time. The vagina isn't the most comfortable part of the body anyway, so why not rip a uterus and ovaries out of it? And I think it's cheaper. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, these grills. Okay, I guess hip-hop artists in the late 80s started wearing these grills. I think Madonna was sporting a grill. I guess they're these gold things that go on the teeth. They kind of look cool, but I was always worried that the grills could start to screw around with your tooth enamel, cause you toothaches. They even say it could cause headaches. And now they're saying some of the metal in there could even cause certain metal poisoning. Now, I hope all of you have a really good dentist, because I think a dentist could kind of help, I guess, keep an eye on what's happening to your teeth and enamel. Many of you have yellow teeth, and it's not because you drink coffee. It's because you lost a lot of your enamel, not because of grills. But before you start putting grills in your teeth and then slapping some steak with barbecue sauce on it, have the dentist take a peek. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every day at DrDahlia.com. You guys have a great weekend, and kids, go back to school for crying out loud.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.